Okay, we're going to go to grammar now, Bhandarkar. Page 94 in Bhandarkar. Let's go to the second sentence on page 94. Lakshmiya Madenis Prishtosi. Lakshmiyaha Madena Sprishtaha Asi. You see that Lakshmiyaha Madena Sprishtaha Asi. Lakshmi. Lakshmiyaha is in the genitive singular. Lakshmi is the goddess of wealth. It can also just mean wealth. So, genitive singular. Mada, it has different meanings, but here it means pride or arrogance. That's how he's translating it. Lakshmiyaha Madena, by the arrogance or by the pride of wealth of Lakshmi. Lakshmiyaha Madena, by the pride of wealth. Sprishtaha Asi, you are touched. Asi, you are. Sprishtaha. In English, you'd probably, you have been touched, but Sprishtaha Asi, you are touched, you have been touched. Sprishtaha comes from sprish. And if you remember that roots often that end in sha in the past passive participle, so say you have sprish plus the ta of the past passive participle, that this sha will become the lingual sha, and you'll get sprishta. Okay, so sprishtaha asi. Asi, so it's masculine. It's a masculine. You are speaking about a man because sprishtaha. This is masculine. So you are sprishtaha.
Why is sprishtaha masculine?
Well, it could be because we don't know. If I say to you, you are touched by the pride of wealth, I'm speaking to you, a woman.
Uh-huh.
But what if I was speaking to a man?
No, but I mean, how would you say, supposing you were saying it to me, how would you write it?
Then this would be declined as sprishta.
Oh, sorry, it's declined as... Sorry.
Sprishta asi. This would be feminine.
Right.
Sprishta asi, you are touched. If I'm speaking to a man, you are touched. Sprishta, because sprish means to touch. In English, women, you have been touched by the pride of wealth. You have been affected, you know. You've been touched by the pride of Lakshmi, by the arrogance of wealth.
So the fast part. Aspect participle is declined as the masculine.
It is because in this book, the asi that's being addressed, you are, is being addressed to a man. If it was being addressed to a woman, sprishta. So asi means you are. Sprishta asi, you are, past passive participle, touched. Lakshmiyaha Madena, by the pride of wealth. See it? Ramena bahavak kupas tadagaha. Let's do this. Ramena bahavaha. Kupas tadagaha. Kupas tadagaha. Chokataha. Chokataha. Let me do the sandhi.
What is it?
I'm going to break the sandhi. It'll make it easier, okay? Let me just do it with the sandhi broken. Ramena bahavaha. Go ahead, repeat. Ramena
bahavaha.
Kupaha tadagaha.
Kupaha
tadagaha. Tadagaha. Right?
Tadagaha.
You see the sha there? That's a visarga. Kupaha tadagaha cha utkataha. The last word is utkataha. Utkataha. Ramena bahavaha kupaha tadagaha cha utkataha. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Ramena, instrumental singular, by Rama. Bahavaha comes from Bahu, Bahu means many. Bahavaha would be like Guruhu, Guru, Guravaha. Bahuhu, Bahu, Bahavaha. So many in the plural, okay? So Bairama, Bahavaha, nominative plural, many what? Kupaha, nominative plural, Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Right? Kupa. Kupa is a well. Wells. Kupaha. I mean, Bahavaha, Kupaha. Both in nominative, plural, many wells. So, by Rama, many wells. And then, Tadaga. Tadaga is a reservoir, a tank. Let's see how it translates it. A tank, he's a tank, that's fine. Tadagaha, nominative plural. So look at kupaha, tadagaha, cha. Wells and tanks. Bahavaha, kupaha, tadagaha, cha. Many wells and tanks. You want to see? Utkataha, word dug, past passive participle. If you look on page, let's see if they have it here. Well, they don't have it exactly, but on page 91, the root is kun. And sometimes some roots that end in an un, in the past passive participle become long a. Kun becomes kata. Kata is the past passive participle form. So it's unusual. But there are some roots that end in im and un, where the is elongated. So instead of kan, kantaha, it becomes kataha. Utkataha means to dig up. The ut means up, ka means to dig. So you dig up the wells, okay? You're digging up the ground. So you can just say dig. So utkataha, ramaha, ramel, ramaha, nominative plural. So now you've got kupaha, tadagaha, cha. Wells and tanks, utkataha, were dug. Past passive participle, ramena by rama. So ramena by rama, bahavaha, many, kupaha, wells, tadagaha, cha, and tanks, utkataha, were dug.
Where's the cha?
Do you see tadagash cha?
Mm-hmm.
There's the cha. And then the next word is cha plus u is cho. Cha, utkataha, a plus u is o.
Okay.
Do you see that, Sandy?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody see it?
No.
What don't you see?
I need for you to write that on the board.
Which part?
This cha, utkataha.
Okay.
I don't
it goes like this.
I need to see it, sorry.
No, it's all right. The dog, aha. Cha. Utkataha. Now let's do the Sunday. That's what you've done now. Tadagaha. There's your Visarga. The Visarga followed by the cha becomes the Visarga followed by the cha becomes sha. Here's the cha plus the u. A plus u. The a of the cha plus the u becomes cho. A plus u is what? A plus u. Is O. So tadagaha cha utkataha. Vishya? Is it? Do you see it happening?
Yeah, it just takes me a while to write it, to be able to.
For writing, it's fine, but I just want to know if you understand it.
Yeah.
To the next one. Evam ukto harir.
Evam ukto harir.
Brahmanaya dhanam.
Brahmanaya dhanam.
Dhanam ayachat. I broke the sandhi. Dhanam ayachat. Dhanam ayachat. Do you have any sense? Evam uktaha. Harihi. Brahmanaya. Dhanam. Ayachat. Everybody see the sandhi? Does anybody not see the sandhi? Evam. In this manner. Okay. Now. For now, we're not going to memorize this. I'm going to just show you a little bit. The word vach means to speak or to tell. Okay? And the past passive participle form of vach is uktaha, is ukta, where the va becomes u. It's called samprasarana, and you haven't learned that yet, but sometimes a word that begins in a semi-vowel will be changed to its vowel equivalent. And what is the vowel that's related to va? Is u. Right? And the vowel that's related to va is u. The vowel that's related to ya is e. To ra is re. Okay? So there'll be a few verbs that begin with a semi-vowel that will convert the va or the ya to, in this case, u. And then the u, the uch plus ta, when you have that sequence, the cha plus a ta, the cha will change to ka, and you'll get ukta. For now, you just have to memorize it. We'll get into that later. But ukta means is told. Is or was told. It's a past passive participle from vach. So now if I say like this, evam uktaha harihi. What do you think that would say? Just this part. In this manner, indeclinable. Uktaha harihi.
In this manner, having been told, or
harihi,
having told?
Past passive participle, hari, who was told in this manner. Or if you just take this as the sentence, hari is or was told in this manner. If you took it just as this was the sentence, if this is going to be adjectival, which the past passive participle can also be adjectival, hari, who was told in this manner? Harihi, nominative singular, uktaha, past passive participle, adjectival to ari, hari. Hari, who was told in this manner, blah, blah, blah.
But in this sentence, if the past passive participle can be either adjectival or a verb, in this case there's no...
I know, that's why I'm saying that. Right now, if I just took it like this without the rest of the sentence,
okay, sorry.
It'll be the verb. Hari was told in this manner.
Okay.
If it's going to be used as an adjective because Hari's going to be doing something, then it would be Hari who was told in this manner, which is what we have here. So if you look, evam uktaha harihi, Hari who was told in this manner, brahmanaya. Brahmanaya is in the dative singular, like Ramaya, to the Brahmana, dhanam means wealth, and it happens to be a neuter noun, and here it's being used in the accusative singular. Ayachat, remember I said that when there's a past tense, it will begin with a? This ayachat is from the verb da yach, to give. So ayachat means he gave. Harihi ayachat. Hari gave dhanam. Harihi brahmanaya dhanam ayachat. Harihi ayachat. Harihi gave. Gave what? Dhanam. Accusative singular. To who? Brahmanaya. To the brahmana. So the dative case is often used for the recipient of a gift. I give wealth to you. The to you, I give wealth to the brahmanam. I give books to the students. The one who receives the object, the gift, the object of giving, goes into the dative. So here, brahmanaya, to the brahmana, ayachat, he gave, dhanam. Harihi ayachat, harihi gave, dhanam, wealth, brahmanaya, to the brahmana. Okay? Evam uktaha harihi, hari, who was told in this manner, brahmanaya, dhanam, ayachat. Hari, told in this manner, gave dhanam, gave wealth to the brahmana.
What is the form for ayachat?
Past tense. And you can, it'll be, we haven't gone through the past tense yet, but I've given you some markers for it. And it's basically like this. If you have the present tense would be yachati. Okay? Third person singular. The past tense would be
right.
Ayachat. And so this is going to be a marker. You see the verb with this You see a verb like this with an it's going to be the past tense. And we'll learn the past tense, but now I'm just making you aware. So yachati, ayachat. If I had bodhati, he or she knows, abodat. So, I haven't passed that out or taught it to you yet. All I've said is, you know, if you see a verbal form that begins with an a, it's probably the past tense. And here you have a verbal form, yach, means to give, that begins with an a yachat. So instead of yachati, it's a harihi yachati, hari gives wealth to the brahmana. Harihi ayachat, hari gave dhanam to the brahmana. Harihi evam uktaha harihi. Hari told, who is told, in this manner, brahmanaya dhanam ayachat. He gave wealth. Any questions?
I don't really understand the meaning of the sentence. What is, who is told in this manner?
In English, we might have said you imagine Hari having been taught in this manner.
Oh,
he gave the wealth,
instructed.
But uktaha actually means much to tell. It doesn't really mean to instruct, but you can imagine, okay, he's learning from his teachers. So he's been taught in this manner, he's been told in this manner, and so now he does it. Because you're supposed to give wealth to the brahmanas. You're supposed to, you know, you give dakshina and like that. Okay? Let's do the next one. Ashwam arodhum.
Ashwam arodhum.
Matir jata. Ashwam arodhum matir jata. Does everybody have their Antoine? Do you have your Antoine? Let's see. Turn to page 86. 87 and Antoine. They don't give a lot of examples here. Let's see. If you look at number 6,
group ends in ha. I'll just show you an easy one. If we take the word I'm trying to teach you is ru. Say if I take aru. There's not very many of these, so you don't have to worry. So we have aru plus two. And also, if you remember, the ta of the past passive participle, ta or twa, they also begin with a ta, so it's going to be the same type of thing. But when you add the two ending on, the first thing that happens is the
what is aru?
To me, it means to grow, or to mount. Actually, ru means to grow, aru means to mount, to get on top of. Okay. First thing will happen is this will take guna. Aru. And then what often happens when it ends with a da, with a ha, is that it will change to da. And this will change to da. One of the da's will drop and you get aru dun. There's only a few roots like this. But you kind of have to get used to seeing this odd form, doom, for tomb, for a handful of roots that end with ha.
So this one says the ha goes to go.
Sometimes the ha will go to go. But there's a number of roots where the ha goes to go. Like if you look, for instance, on page 87.
Yeah, it says move.
Like mu will go to mugda or muda.
Yeah.
That would be mogdum or modum, right? But there's some roots that only go to the ha, that only go to this da. And this is one of them. And so actually I just put these two steps. If I were to go through, I don't remember all the steps. There's about six steps that get you from this to this.
Okay, but the point is just look for the doom.
That is the point. And to know that often when you add to a word that ends in ha, if you add a ta of the past passive participle, a twa, indeclinable past participle,
mm-hmm.
or tum, infinitive of purpose, all of these begin with ta, right? That you will often see these two, the ha plus the ta, change to da. Okay, so say if I had mu plus ta, it actually goes to, I think, muda, where this elongates. So in your mind, you have to know that if you were to know the root and you saw that it ended in ha, it would make sense for you to see this da, because it often happens, okay? So it's just a peculiar situation. I don't want you to spend a lot of energy on it. There's probably four or five roots like that in the whole thing. Of course, he has to show you one of them so that you won't get thrown off. Okay, so let's look at that, where aru means to mount, to ascend. Ru plus a to ascend, to mount. Okay. Ashwam, accusative singular. Remember the infinitive of purpose takes the accusative singular? Right? To do something, right? That to mount what? Ashwam, the horse. Ashwam arodum, to mount
the horse, Ashwam Aro Dun. Mattihi, the idea, the thought. Yamstav singular. Mattihi Jata, from Jan. The past passive participle of Jan, to be born, is Jata, where the N is replaced by a long A, past passive participle. Mati is feminine. So instead of Jata, it's Jata. If Mati is a feminine short E ended noun, which means a thought or an idea, the thought Jata, feminine, past passive participle, feminine, feminine, Matihi Jata, the thought is born, the thought occurs, right? What thought is born, what thought occurs, what thought comes into being? The thought to mount the horse. So in English we say, you know, a thought to mount that horse occurred to me. The thought to mount, the idea, the thought to mount the ashwam, the horse, jata, was produced, was born, occurred. Some roots, like with kun, some roots that end with just an un, like kun, becomes katha, jun, which means to be born, becomes jata. Matihi is feminine. So what is the feminine of jata? Jata. Past passive participle is declined like an ending adjective. So it would be jataha, jata, feminine, jatam would be neuter. So matihi is feminine, so matihi, jata. The thought is born. What thought? The thought, arodhum, the thought to mount. To mount what? Ashwam, the horse. Everybody see it? Penny?
Mm-hmm.
Andorka?
Yeah.
Let's do the next one.
Yeah, this one, what is that star in the middle?
It tells you to go down to the footnote from Ru.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. That's all. Subspe.
That's just in the middle of the word.
Yeah. Shatrun Jitwa. Jitwa. Nagarim. Pravishat. Shatrun Jitwa. Okay. Shatrun, accusative plural from Shatru. Shatru means enemy. U ending noun. Gurun. Shatrun. Accusative plural. Enemies. Shatrun. G means to conquer. Jitwa. G plus twa, right? Jitwa, having conquered. Shatrun jitwa, having conquered the enemies. Nagarim, from nagari. Nagarim, accusative singular, the city. Nagari with long e is a city. Nagarim, accusative singular, feminine. Nagarim, the city. Pravishat. Now, that's pravish means to enter. Okay? When you learn the past tense, what if I said it's a sixth gunner root, so we'd say pra vishati. He or she enters, pra vishati, present tense. Remember I said with the past tense, it adds an a. The past tense it adds an a. The a will go before, in between the upasarga, the preposition and the word. So it would be pra plus a plus vishat. So you would get pra vishat. That's past tense. So pra vishati, he or she enters, pra vishat, he or she entered. So in the past tense, it will have that, but if there's an upasarga, it will go between the upasarga, the we call it prefix, and the verb. So pravishat. So what does it say? Having conquered the enemies, shatrun jitwa, nagarim pravishat. He or she entered the city. Nagarin, accusative singular.
And pravishat is past tense.
Past tense. It's a verb.
But it's
past tense. Look at if I have
overshot is the word. Okay.
Pravishat. It's just a past tense. He entered. He or she entered. It's not a participle. Remember when?
So I was getting confused because the.
Remember when I said that in the past tense?
Right. No, I followed that. Right. That it's between the pra and the vishat.
The is.
Right.
And then, like if I said, bodhati a bodhat, vishati a vishat,
right.
Past tense,
right.
Pravishat. Do you see it?
Yes, I think I was getting confused because we add the to for the past passive participle also. Because I thought that.
Yeah, but Kiki, that's not a ta. You're not going to ever see a past passive participle ending in the letter ta without a vowel following it. The past passive participle will always be this,
sorry,
right?
Sorry. Yes, I see it. So okay. It would be without that and pravishat without the half.
Yeah, then that would be, well, then actually it would be vishta.
Wait a minute. The past passive participle, you're never going to see a T without what?
Without a vowel. Ta is different. The past passive participle is the letter ta.
Oh, yeah. Well, no.
It's not.
Not
ta.
Not ta.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look at another one. Sakibihi prishta lalana alejata. Alajata, alajata. Sakibihi prishta. I think I aspirated that and didn't mean to. Sakibihi prishta. Lalana. Alajata. Sakibihi. Saki is friends. Sakibihi means by the friends, by or with the friends. In this case, it'll be by. Instrumental plural, saki bihi. By friends, plural. Prishta. Prishta means, comes from the root prach. But prishta means asked, past passive participle. See? Asked. And it's in the nominative singular because lalana is not, it's a feminine noun, a feminine noun that means woman. The woman, the lalana, nominative singular. The woman asked or questioned by friends, sakibihi prishta lalana. The woman questioned or asked by her friends, you'd put it in English. Alajata, felt ashamed. Alajata is a past tense in the Atmanapada. When you see the let me just show you that.
Mm-hmm.
If I end the Atmanapada, I mean in the Parismaipada Bodhati, he or she knows the past tense would be a bodhat. But Luj is an Atmanapada. And so if I had Lujate, he or she is ashamed, is embarrassed, is ashamed. The past tense of the Atmanapada form would be Alajata. And in either case, what I'm wanting you to understand is to recognize is that marker, So this would be an Atmanapada, Alajata. Where the Parismaipada would be a bodhat. This is just an example of a Parismaipada verb. So instead of it, you'd have ta. But same thing in terms of the marker. So if we translate that as the past tense, lalana, lalana, alajat. The woman, lalana, alajat, was ashamed. The woman was ashamed. The woman Prishta questioned by or asked, Sakibihi, asked by her friends, the woman. We might say, depending on the context, the woman blushed, the woman was ashamed, the woman felt embarrassed being asked by her friends. And then the sentence would probably go on in more detail. It's just a, asked by her friends, the woman was ashamed. Everybody see it? To the next one. Kleshaha so daha sitaya.
Kleshaha so
daha sitaya. You see that da there? Okay.
See the what?
Da. The lingual da. This root happens to be sa. These ha ending roots are going to be a problem, right? Sa means to endure. What happens with this, it takes an O, so it's an unusual form, and it becomes so-daha, where the, it's actually a past passive participle, so you would have sa plus ta, right, becomes by exception, not any rule, it's if the rule is a total exception, sa becomes so plus ta, then these the ha and the ha become sod plus da. One da drops and you get soda. And that's a past passive participle.
Kleshaha means the, like the pain or the discomfort. Let's see how it is. The pain or discomfort. I want to see how he translates the question. Pain or distress. Kleshaha, nominative singular, sodaha, is endured. Sah means to endure. And past passive participle. So there's that. Da, you have to recognize, okay? Kleshaha sodaha. The pain is endured. Sitaya. Sita, feminine. Sitaya, instrumental singular. The pain is endured by Sita. Sitaya, by Sita. Kleshaha sodaha. The past, does the past passive participle is your verb in the sentence. Here. The pain. Kleshaha sodaha. The pain is endured. Sitaya, by Sita. Let's see. Let's do one more, and then that's enough. Prithivyam charitum. Yajnayo shwo. Yajnayo shwo muktaha. Prithivyam charitum. Prithivyam charitum. Yajnayaha ashwaha.
Yajnayaha ashwaha.
Muktaha.
Muktaha.
Okay. How did it get muktaha?
Muktaha.
You don't see muktaha?
I see muktaha.
That's right. What am I saying?
I thought you were saying muktaha.
Muktaha. M-U-K-T-A-H.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like I'm saying that?
It says muktaha.
Oh, it should say muktaha. Ma.
That says in.
You get a typo.
Oh, it just has a
typo. It says mu.
No. There, I fixed it.
Oh. Okay. Oh, there we go. It says fixed. It said mu.
It's a ma.
Do you say muktaha?
Oh, so how did you fix it? Did you just fix the bu on off of it?
No.
What did you use?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just a little light.
Oh, that, I see. Thank
Okay, now, muktaha comes from mooch.
When a word ends in a cha, mooch, to liberate, plus ta, the cha will change to ka. So that's common, that happens all the time. So you're used to that. So muktaha, in the, it actually mukta, then you have to decline it. Mukta means is liberated, is released from mooch. So now if you say, let's go to back to the prithivyam. From prithivi, prithivyam is in the locative singular feminine from prithivi. On the earth, on the earth. Chatter means to wander, to move. Char plus tum. Char is one of those roots that take an E. Remember, there's a huge group of roots that take E. So chatter plus E plus tum. Charitum. To wander, to move. Prithivyam charitum. To move on the earth. To wander around, to wander about on the earth. Charitum. Prithivyam charitum. Yajniyaha means sacrificial. It's an adjective. It's the sacrificial. Ashwaha, the sacrificial horse, means in a ritual the horse is being sacrificed. They're actually, the horse is being sacrificed, not killed, but it's the sacrificial horse that's being let loose to wander the earth. So, yajniyaha ashwaha, the sacrificial horse, muktaha, is released. Right? Past passive participle.
I don't know, but is or was released.
It depends on the context, because it can actually be either. Yajniyaha ashwaha, the sacrificial horse, muktaha, is released, charitum, in order to, right? Just you can say to, in order to, for the purpose of, that's the infinitive of purpose, in order to wander about on the earth. You know, in the English, the sacrificial horse is released, you know, to wander, to move about on the earth. To wander through the, to wander about on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
So if it was charitam, then it would be, it could mean having wandered the earth.
Charitam would charita would be past passive participle. That would be the earth, the
charita, the sacred. Charita,
past passive participle.
Right, right.
That would say, then we would have two past passive participles, charita and muktaha. That would mean, it wouldn't quite make sense.
Right,
it would,
sorry.
Right? But say you just had without the muktaha, it would say the sacrificial horse wandered on the earth.
So if you could say charita along with amuktaha, would you say charita along with?
Then it would be amuchat. It would be amuchat.
Amuchat.
Well, that would not quite. Well, you could, but would it make sense? It would mean the horse who wandered the earth was released.
Right.
Okay. So, but here, what you want to say is the horse, the sacrificial horse, was released in order to wander on the earth, because that's what they do. They let the horse go, and then wherever the horse wanders, I forget what happens. They own that land, or they have to conquer that land, or something like that. It's
yeah,
a huge ashwamedha.
Yeah, actually to do it.
Yeah.
Where Lavan Kushrama's son, they do this with him.
Yeah, it's a huge ritual.
Yeah.
And the horse is released to wander the earth, and then wherever they wander, they get that land or something. I don't remember exactly what it was. But do you see the grammar for the sentence? Does anybody not see it? All right, you all see it then. Good. Let's say a prayer. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.